Good morning. Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Fred Baker. Count it a privilege and an honor to share this time with you. We would extend to you an invitation this morning to join us at Baptist Chapel. We're located 2019 Wayne Madison Road, there between Trenton and Woodsdale, out on Wayne Madison, if you're familiar with that area. Our Sunday school is at 10 a.m. Worship follows at 11. Then on Wednesday evening, we gather back in for a youth service, and we have a Bible study. We've been studying out of the book of Psalms for a while, and boy, it's just a blessed study. There's just so much there in that grand old book to help us and to lift us up and encourage us. And we just invite you to come join us any and every time that you can. We do want to give thanks to the Lord this morning. We have shared some requests over the past few weeks, been praying. We got two nieces that we were concerned about, and the Lord seems to have touched both of them. And we do want to give him honor and praise for that. We'd ask you to continue to remember them in prayer. Certainly he's touched their physical body, but to our knowledge, they still lack that spiritual healing. They've never made a confession of their faith or accepted Christ as their Savior. And as I said, that's to my knowledge. We know this morning that that's a personal thing between them and the Lord, but I'm persuaded to believe, if I understand the Scriptures, that when someone makes that move, why, they need to tell somebody. And I believe if you've really been saved, you won't have any trouble telling anybody, because you're going to want to let somebody know what's happened to you this morning. I know that's the way that I was, and I've seen it over and over and over again. So this morning, you continue to remember them. We got in a hurry last week and failed to announce fellowship meeting over at New Liberty. It's already the fellowship meeting ended last night, but they do have homecoming today. And I'd invite you to send an invitation to you to join them in their homecoming services today. Brother Denny Fields, pastor over there. Good to see Brother Denny. We've asked prayer for him a number of weeks, still kind of braced up and things, but he's able to be at church now. And we thank the Lord for that, and we do appreciate your prayers on his behalf. And this morning, we would ask that you join us in a word of prayer. Lord and gracious Master, Heavenly Father, we come this morning, God, and Lord, as we bow our unworthy heads unto you and before you today, Lord. God, we would ask you this morning, God, to help us, Father, to strengthen us, God, to give us how the very words in the mind, Lord, so often it seems of late, God, how we have so many different things upon our mind, and we forget this and we forget that. But, oh Lord, God, help us this morning to deliver just exactly what you'd have us to deliver, God. Our Father, to share the good news, the glorious good news of the gospel, and that of Jesus Christ this morning, God, that someone I might understand how much God loves them this morning. And Father God, how we would ask you once again to bless in the services, God, how this season with homecomings and associations and things going on, how Father, that you would bless each and every one, God. And Father, today, Lord, we ask, God, how that you would bless those that will be in travel to come and go this morning. How Father, and while we might say how that it's a special service, God, we realize how that every time the doors of the sanctuary are swung open, how Father, upon the gathering and the assembling of your children, how the singing of the hymns and the praise, how Father, the declaration of the gospel of peace this morning, how Father, we understand that's a special occasion, God, our Father, and therefore we ask this morning that you would bless wherever how your children gather and assemble this morning, how Father, that you'd feed your little flock today, how God, and more than anything this morning, how Father, that you'd send out that drawing spirit, how that convicting power this morning, how God, that our people might understand fully and completely, Lord, how their need of you as a Savior today, how Father, not only come to that understanding. But, oh Lord, in faith believe. God, give them the courage to step out and boldly. I receive you as their Savior this morning. Lord, we ask you today, Father, to continue how to bless those that lie upon the beds of affliction today. Lord, to be with Sister Jean and those that are out of the country, God, trying to do something as their little part for the cause and upbuilding your mighty kingdom today. Father, oh God, we need you this morning. God, to quicken our mortal bodies. Father, to give us clarity of mind. Humbleness of spirit, God. Father, oh God, that we might use the time that you've granted to us wisely, Lord. I'm blessed to reading, the preaching, the teaching of your word. Father, again this morning, God bless the little station. Father, bless Brother Mark as he spends the day herein. God, the various programs and broadcasts, let them be a help to someone this morning. Father, we trust you, God. While there's much our little feeble mind don't understand, God, we look to you today. Father, just help me now. You know the things that light our heart. Father, the requests that are too precious to name this morning. Father, oh God, I'm blessed now them that serve our country, God. Lord, our so-called leaders this morning. God, help them to turn to you for wisdom. Lord, and if they're afraid of that, Lord, if they're afraid it'll cost them a vote or a seat, God, raise up leaders that will this morning. I look to you, God, for that wisdom that's needed in this day and age. Father, again, go with me now. I bless the reading, the teaching, your precious word this morning. Father, oh God, help us now, we pray in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen. This morning I'm going to read a few verses out of first chapter, 1 Corinthians, beginning at the 18th verse. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, I will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Brother, I hope you read it just the same as I did this morning. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Brother, it didn't say to get them ready. It didn't say to get them started. It didn't say to get them thinking. Brother, it said he'd save them that would believe today. Let me read a few more verses. I know time is short. Lord, for the Jews require a sign and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, unto the Greeks foolishness, but unto them which are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God, and the wisdom of God. I'll stop there this morning. I want you to understand today how needful it is to have the preaching of the cross. Boys, we like to hear this story. We like this tale. Brother Paul said the preaching of the cross is the power of God. Brother, unto us that are saved today. I don't know about you. I thank my God this morning. Somebody loved me enough. how to preach the cross to me. I was thinking on the way in this morning how they set aside this month year to year, how to appreciate them that serve in the ministry. Brother, I'm so glad this morning how God put men in my life how that helped me to be what I am today. I'm brother men, how some of them have gone on to be with the Lord now. I'm boys, I still miss them. But I tell you how they taught me. I'm brother Charlie taught me I don't have to eat the briars and the brambles, boys. I'm a sheep of following the good shepherd. I'm entitled to the pasture land. I'm brother, I can eat the good grass. I the good feed this morning. I'm brother, he cared enough. I Sunday after Sunday, how to preach the cross to me. When I was just a boy, I growing up. I'm brother, there's so many more this morning. I remember brother Steve on the broadcast. I was just a boy. I'm a brother Sunday after Sunday. He laid her down. I'm brother, it pleased God. I'm by the foolishness of preaching. You can say what you want. I love good teaching. I'm boys, I love Bible study. I'm a doing nothing on the face of this earth that will replace the sound preaching of the gospel. I'm not a Jesus Christ. I'm brother Paul said, I come not with enticing words, of man's wisdom. I'm brother this morning, we don't come with the knowledge of men. I thought about how many times I'm brother Luther offered sound counsel to me. I helped me on the way. I'm brother Jim took me under his wing. I'm brother for 35 years now. He's cared about me. I groomed me and helped me. I taught me more than I could ever know. I could have ever learned without him. And beside that, every one of them, I preached the cross. How they preached Jesus to me. How they helped me to understand how needful and how important it is. I'm sick and tired of people talking about how the church losing its power. How that's a lie from the pits of hell. How do you say that? That same spirit how that raised Jesus up, I will quicken your mortal bodies. I'm brother, doth not Paul say, I hear to the church at Corinth, I'm brother, how that preaching of the cross, I is to you and I that are saved, how the power of God this morning, it's not the church that's lost its power, maybe the preacher's just not plugged in anymore, maybe he's too busy preaching the things that tickle your ears, that satisfy you, that stir your emotions. I'm brother to preach the cross of Jesus Christ. Therein I was the price paid. My redemption was bought. The atonement was given. I thank God for them. That loved me and cared for me. The list would be too great to me. To name this morning. I thought of brother McCarty that's gone on. I'm brother Lloyd. I'm brother Haskell just this past year. I went home to be with the Lord. I'm boys, they preach. How they taught me about Jesus. How they taught me there was more out to ministry than standing up and making a good talk. I'm brother is about loving the sheep. I preaching the cross. I reaching out to a lost and a dying world. I'm brother this morning. We come the same way they come. The same gospel is needed in our country today. I believe it's a song that says all across the country, how the country needs the cross. my friend, it might seem foolish to the world. It might seem dated and out of style. Amen, brother, it's what my people need to hear. It's what your people need to hear. And I thank God for every preacher that stood and preached the cross to me. Thank you, Lord, for giving them to me and sending them my way. I thank the Lord this morning for my dear wife. 35 years ago today, we met in a little church. God bless you, my friend. This is Pastor Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel.